Good morning, Lawrence, and welcome to Chamber Chat. Each month, Chamber Chat features chamber members so you can hear good news in our business community and get to know our region or partners on a deeper level. Today, my guest is Adam Courtney with KU Innovation Park. KUIP, as it's also known, is located on University of Kansas West Campus at 2029 and 2033 Becker Drive. Their vision is to be a thriving community of innovators, leaders, and researchers on a mission to improve our region and leave a lasting global impact. Impressive. Providing resources from virtual tenancy to specialized wet lab, KU Innovation Park promotes entrepreneurship and commercialization for bioscience and technology from concept to industry. The Chamber is proud to be part of this great work. Welcome, Adam.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on Chamber Chat today.
Delighted. Tell us more about KU Innovation Park.
Sure. KU Innovation Park, while it has KU in its name, is actually a unique coalition of local partners. The founding partners are the Chamber of Commerce, the City of Lawrence, Douglas County, and the University, whose visionary leaders came together more than 15 years ago to establish this economic development organization whose mission is to create, recruit, retain, and grow life science and tech companies, leveraging the assets of the university, which is the largest regional economic asset that we have, and to create a more modern, diverse, and resilient community.
Fantastic. So what does that look like to the layperson? How many buildings, jobs created?
Sure. And that's how we measure our success, is the companies we create, the jobs that they create, and the payroll. And so we have 72 companies in our system with 690 jobs and about $46 million in annual payroll. And so that looks like real estate as well. And so we have two buildings on West Campus, although we call them the main building in phase three. They were built in three phases. And so many of those companies and jobs are housed out on West Campus. And that real estate's really important to what they're doing. A lot of it has specialized wet lab space and space for those companies, but also proximity to the university, which is important to many of those companies as well.
I imagine. So let's talk about what the phases look like and how full they might be. So phase three, I know, is officially full.
Correct. Phase three is officially full as of February this year. The last of the space was turned over to the company. That phase is actually a graduate facility. And so it contains many of the companies that were in our incubator facility who have grown. And to keep those companies here and growing, we need that specialized space for them. And so it operates as a graduate facility. Our main facility now has space, and it's more of our incubator facility, and it's really important to getting those startup companies in there, start them growing so they can grow into companies that need more mature space. Some of them grow out into the community, into space as well.
Well, one of the things that I think is really tremendous is that you've got some award-winning startups.
That is correct. 2024 has been a great year to start. Startland News of Kansas City has named two of our companies in the top 10 to watch for 2024, which is great. Invery was founded by Dr. Perry Alexander at the university, who came to the park. And so we developed a company. We then found executives Jason Rogers and Dr. Wesley Peck to come in to be CEO and CTO, and that company's off and running. The company's focused on cybersecurity efforts for operating systems. And then the second is Improved Sports, was founded in 2022, and they connect people and businesses to golf, tennis, and pickleball lessons with a focus on access and inclusion through connection. So
wow.
It's a great opportunity for those two companies and really showcasing them in our region.
So talk to me about what's coming up next then. What's the next phase building, and what will that focus be?
Yeah. So we have a couple of phases. The first would be what we call phase four. It's the Kansas National Security Center, leveraging the strengths of the university in those areas and the strengths of our companies. And so that would focus on remote sensing, cybersecurity, telecommunications technologies. And then longer term, phase five is a bioinnovation and sustainability center focused on those animal health, human health, and sustainability companies.
So that phase five really builds on the animal health corridor that we're seeing regionally, along with many major partners that are international companies.
Correct. And so you wouldn't think KU and animal health because we don't have a veterinary school, but a lot of those animal health technologies are drug development, and KU has a strength in drug development, their School of Pharmacy. Argenta is one of our companies that's in the animal health. It's actually a New Zealand company, but its main headquarters is now in Lawrence. It has grown out of an incubator and has taken the last of that space in that phase three building that we were discussing previously. And it has a large amount of wet lab space within that building to do some of its scale-up work and drug formulation work in that space as well.
So for those of you who may not be aware, there is a large patch that KU Innovation Park currently is building out, and there's a development plan that is coming. I would really like to hear the nuts and bolts of that, Adam.
Correct. The Innovation Park is focused on a 15-year plan, which includes up to 10 phases. And so we're in phase three, looking at 4 and 5. And so over those 15 years, we'll try to build out to 10 phases. And that'll be significant growth of the business and research. But providing amenities and a place for those companies to grow, it's important to have amenities. And so the endowment is focused on the crossing. And many people have probably seen that developing as well at 23rd in Iowa. And they're focused on residential, retail, daycare, which is about to be finished soon. And I think they've already started enrollment for that facility as well, which is great because that's one of the biggest needs of our companies is daycare. But other amenities include restaurants, and I believe there's going to be a grocery store in there. And so those will be great amenities to marry with the business and research that we're focused on and kind of build out that live, work, play community there on West Campus.
So not only are you looking at the idea of innovation through technology and entrepreneurship, but you're also looking to bring it to our Lawrence community. I mean, this is a pretty substantial development and opportunity for a part of Lawrence that people probably have not thought about for quite a long period of time. I mean, this was soccer fields, yes?
Correct. And that's, to me, one of the most exciting aspects of this in opening up West Campus. It will be make that piece of land a community asset, and it'll bring community in. And I think tighten the relationship between the university and the community as well. You'll have people eating in restaurants right next to each other, researchers eating next to business people, eating next to community members, which I think is great. And it leverages a spot in the community that we really need, I think, for development. And it creates an atmosphere, I think, that's attractive to the young professionals that are coming out of the university as well. We talk about brain drain a lot. And so how do we capture more of those young professionals that are highly educated? Well, we have to create jobs for them, but we also have to create spaces that they want to live and work and play in. And I think having a place where they can live, walk to their job after they get out of their job, walk to a place where they might grab a drink or food. And so creating that live, work, play, I think is important for that aspect as well, is capturing some of those young professionals.
I agree. And I just want to hit something that I know we've heard a little bit of. There are people every once in a while who get concerned when they see growth like that and what they perceive might be a competition to what is happening in other parts of town. And I think it's important for us to address the fact that we have a labor shortage. We need talent to stay in the pipeline. Fantastic folks leave this community. And I think when we really decide to be innovative about knowing that community is collaboration and that we don't have to be in competition with one part of town or another, all parts of town, town and gown, we can all commune together and create a more vibrant Lawrence. Speak to the thought behind what you guys are hoping to achieve really long term. What's the long range plan?
Yeah, I think, focusing on diversifying the economy. I mean, I think Lawrence, if you look at it, is highly dependent on service industry. And so we also have a large percentage of the population that leaves the community every day to go find its job. We're a highly educated community. So creating more of those jobs for the people that live here, for the people who are graduating out of the university, I think are really important. Diversify the economy, make it more modern and resilient. You know, we've got a lot of assets in tech and research. And so can we build companies around some of that technology that's spinning out of the university instead of licensing out to Silicon Valley or somewhere else? Let's build startups around some of that technology, get the companies growing and staying here, creating those jobs for the community.
I remember not even just prior to the pandemic and a lot of the conversation in the business community and particularly within Chamber and EDC was focusing on wanting to grow tech jobs and the idea and people asking, why can't Lawrence bring more tech? Because we're so smart and we're very techie. And what was so interesting to me at the time was you all were here and you were on the scene, but just not as well known. And I think what I'm seeing now through your new communications efforts, which I think are fantastic, letting people know the level of what you all are doing right here in Douglas County and the worldwide attention and companies that you all are working with. Take a couple of minutes, if you would, brag about some of your partners and who's in your building.
Yeah, you talk about our communications efforts. Certainly, we've been hiding on West Campus for 15 years now. And so it's been a goal of ours. And in the fall, we hired a VP of Strategic Communications, Lindsay Slater. She's great. She's been in the community for a long time, formerly part of the chamber. And so she understands the park, but also the community landscape. So it's been great to have her. If you've looked at our social media, you'll see a lot more of company spotlights and newsletters and our park points that have been developed by Lindsay. And so hopefully just making people more aware of what's happening and what type of companies are out there. You talk about iCorium, which is a company that's spun out of the university. And so it's a sustainability company working on refrigerant recapture. And so there's a lot of cool tech. A lot of the things that we do, and I haven't mentioned this before, but is important to what we're doing is our business services. And so those are services that we give to companies for free. And we come in and every company is different. And so can we leverage some assets of the university for a company in research? You know, is there equipment they need to use? But also, can we help them with their business plan, market assessment? Can we get them incentives? Capital is really important to these companies, early stage capital. They don't often fit the bigger incentive packages for larger companies. And so how do we piece together and couple together capital for these companies? And so we just really try to meet every company where they're at, make an assessment. Every company is a little bit different. One of them might be a researcher that wants to stay in his lab, doesn't want to work on the business side. So how do we support the business side while keeping the researcher in the lab focused on the science part of it that's really important to the company's advancement? And so we just try to fill those gaps, meet the companies where they're at with our business services as well.
How do you find these companies or how do they find you?
Yeah. And, you know, a large portion of them are spinning out of the university, but it's also companies that are coming to be close to the university to leverage the assets of the university.
Has Panasonic or any of the economic development around here begun to influence who you're seeing?
Yeah, and I think you'll see that have a bigger influence as technologies develop and as research is done at the university. I think, you know, you talk about battery technology and other technology. I think the University of Kansas is a great place for Panasonic to do some more research and development and establish those research relationships with the university. And so hopefully we'll see more of that in the future. And, you know, right now our clusters are around the national security, engineering, software development, animal health, human health. And so hopefully we'll see a continuation of developing different clusters as we mature.
It's incredible to think about the diversity of all of what KU Innovation Park actually inhabits. So, and because we did not say it, I want to make sure that you all know how to take a look and find the blog that Adam talked about, as well as newsletter, KUinnovationPark.com, all spelled out. That is going to have a specific company highlights with videos that are featured on the park website, as well as the social media to showcase the variety of companies that are there at the park. And if people are interested in community space, this is something I have to give a private plug for. I work with a group of ladies called Elevate Lawrence, and you guys were generous enough to let us use your conference room for essentially a community event.
Yeah, and we really feel like we're a community asset, and so we're trying to get that out there more. We have lots of people that come in. We have a large conference space that'll hold up to 200 people and smaller conference spaces that we can leverage for community organizations to come in, certainly as we look at supporting businesses. Your program was really important to women run businesses and entrepreneurs, and so it was great to have you in. But we're always looking at ways to provide resources to our companies that can get involved in other groups in the community. You think about entrepreneurship groups, you know, and so we're always looking to bring in resources, whether it be a lunch and learn, someone to talk about a topic that's interesting to our companies. But certainly we're there to be a community asset for companies and entrepreneurs.
Speaking of community asset, we would be remiss if we did not give so much gratitude to an individual who was so instrumental in KU Innovation Park, and that is Mr. Laverne Epp.
Yeah, Laverne was one of the visionary founders of the Innovation Park. And so, you know, without his leadership and the foundation on which he built, you know, that's really what we're looking to build over the next 15 years is to leverage that foundation in which he put us on. And so Laverne was a great mentor for me for 10 years. And so, you know, I was blessed with the opportunity to work with Laverne.
What do you see for the next? What is your vision for the future?
Yeah, I mean, it's really continuing to build on that 15-year plan. We're creating demand for space, a lot of specialized space, wet lab space. And so if we're not building out in front of that demand, we're really at risk of losing these companies that we're building and growing here. And so it's just our goal is to keep ahead of that demand and make sure we're keeping these companies here.
Thank you for your leadership, Adam.
Thank you.
To learn more about the Chamber and how we promote the voice of business locally as well as regionally, please visit our websites, lawrencechamber.com and edclawrence.com. Thank you for tuning in. Make it a great day. And remember, life is better in Lawrence.